on February 10, 1828, the new Astrolabe, hove before Tikopia Island, took on a guide and interpreter in the person of a deserter who had settled there, plied a course toward Venikoro, raised it on February 12th, sailed along its reefs until the 14th, and only on the 20th dropped anchor inside its barrier in the harbor of Vanna. On the 23rd, several officers circled the island and brought back some rubble of little importance. The natives, adopting a system of denial and evasion, refused to guide them to the site of the casualty. This rather shady conduct aroused the suspicion that the natives had mistreated the castaways, and in truth, the natives seemed afraid that Dumont d'Urville had come to avenge the Count de la Pérouse and his unfortunate companions. But on the 26th, appeased with gifts, and seeing that they didn't need to fear any reprisals, the natives led the chief officer, Mr. Jacquinot, to the site of the shipwreck. At this location, in 3 or 4 fathoms of water, between the Pau and Vanna reefs, there lay some anchors, cannons, and ingots of iron and lead, all caked with limestone concretions. A launch and whaleboat from the new Astrolabe were steered to this locality, and after going to exhausting lengths, their crews managed to dredge up an anchor weighing 1,800 pounds, a cast-iron 8-pounder cannon, a lead ingot, and 2 copper swivel guns.